Well, happy Easter from me as well, and for those who are visiting us, just to maybe put names to faces, that was John Luce at the beginning who was welcoming you, and it's my welcome now, Tim Welch, one of the team here at Cambray. And it's great to see you all here of different ages, and we're in this together for an all-age service. And I hope that you're going to be involved in a minute with some things. I hope you've come ready to get stuck in. What I wanted to do as I kick things off this morning, we've been on a series over these weeks leading up to Easter to look at Jesus the King. And one thing you could be doing as you look at this beautiful arrangement in front of us, we remember Jesus is the King and crowned at the cross there as he's given his life. We're going to be thinking about these wonderful truths this morning. And I also wanted to do a few other things. You see that we've got some balloons in church with us as well, but I wonder if we can do this. Let's have a go. Shall we go from here? Because, you know, we think of Easter, but we're right to think of the whole scope of history. That at the very beginning, when God made this world, he made it perfect. Everything was just right. And when God looked at the world that he had made and all the stuff in the world, the nature and the flowers and the birds and the animals, he said, "This is very, very good." God had made it. And when God made a man and a woman and put them on the earth, he said, "This is very, very good." And man and woman enjoyed being with God, and God enjoyed being with his creation there. This was the perfect relationship. There was love. It was just right. And why at Easter we also start to think that was how it was, but something went so badly wrong. The black balloon reminds us of something of the sin that entered this world. The trouble, the separation of God and the people he had made. And we know for a fact that from that moment on in world history, the world was never quite the same. Still beautiful, but broken. Things happening on the earth that are just not as God intended them to be. But the consequences of humanity's sin and rebellion. And we know what that's like sometimes at home, don't we? I'm looking at you front row particularly, but sometimes when we do wrong things, or maybe at school, there is a punishment, there are consequences to the things. It's not always nice. And one of the consequences of that sin entering the world was that God and the people he has made were separated. You know, as we think back to these big events and the spoilt world and the sin that destroys and mucks us up, we think of Easter time as the time when God, who had given his son, Jesus, into this world. We get to the Easter story bit where some blood. And this is what's so special about Easter, is the fact the blood of Jesus. Jesus gave his life, his blood. And at the cross, so painful, so much torture, agony. But it was his blood. And what was so important here as we remember the sufferings of Jesus is that Jesus was taking away the sin of the world. And I think this is a rather lovely illustration of it. The fact that as the sin, our sin, my sin, your sin, the stuff in our lives that we're just embarrassed about and know that is wrong, the things that have separated us from God because he's holy and we're not, Jesus, in his dying, was taking that all upon himself. Let me just weave this one through and you'll see the two linked there. Isn't that lovely? The blood of Jesus, which takes away the sins of the world. And you know, as I think of that and what Jesus went through, the agonies, these are just colours to illustrate it. But the fact that we've been separated from God, and God, as he gave his son at the cross, to make a way possible that our sin could be taken away. And what is lovely is that thought that when a man or a woman, boys and girls, when we say sorry to Jesus, Jesus, by his red blood, human blood, carried our sin away. And look at that. Takes it away from every man or woman, boy or girl, when we say sorry. Away as far as you can imagine. Gone is the thing. Now, we can still see those balloons, but God has taken it away in Jesus. And that's the last colour balloon here, to add a yellow to the picture. You know, at the very first Easter Sunday, when those disciples, Mary and the others, went to the tomb, they were so sad. You imagine that you have lost your loved one. They have died. Jesus had been killed. They'd seen it. His body put in a tomb. You imagine how you feel when somebody you love dies. And yet that great news that we have just heard read so brilliantly and shared in this treasure hunt, that they discover the tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. And that's why we're singing this morning. That's why we're thanking God for his gift of his son Jesus to die, to take away sin, and also the fact that he is alive.